week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Dragoon. And I have the masterminds themselves behind the game. I have Nick and Jonathan with me today. How's it going, guys?
Going great.
Going very well.
Good. Thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate taking time out of your busy schedule. I know how Kickstarters can be pretty crazy, and I imagine you guys have a lot to do right now.
Yeah, I don't think we knew it was going to be this crazy before we started. But yeah, it is crazy, and we are constantly doing stuff.
That's awesome, and we'll talk about that. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, say what you do about the game, and then we'll go from there.
All right, so my name...
Jonathan can go first, yeah.
So my name's John. I've been handling basically everything except the game creation and the art. So doing a lot of production, marketing, handling the Kickstarter, figuring out how to make the game, everything like that.
Awesome. So you're the mastermind of getting it out there to the people.
Exactly.
So awesome. What about you, Nick?
I'm Nick, and I am the artist. So the reason why it looks so good and pretty is because of me.
There you go.
But
it looks good because
exactly.
of me, people.
But John is like the master builder. If we were in the Lego world, he would be master builder. He's putting it all together.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, tell us about Dragoon, what it's about, how it plays, and how it feels.
Yeah, so it's... it feels great because it's solid metal.
I know. Well, I love that concept right away. I mean, we'll talk about it, but just like how your pieces are solid metal rather than traditional, just like either cardboard or wood or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was something that grabbed my attention right away. I'm like, ooh, metal pieces.
Yeah. So, but the game itself, it's to give you a quick rundown. It's a 2-4 player action strategy game where you play as a dragon, and humans are invading your island. Which is terrible because they're humans, but
they're pesky, dirty, rotten humans.
Yeah, it's the worst. But they have gold, and your goal is to get to 50 gold. So to do that, you can either destroy the invading humans, or you can force them to worship you and give you gold over time. So it's a little balance between those two. And there's a whole deck of cards that enhance all your dragon powers in one way or another.
Nice. So do I want to destroy them, or do I want to have servants?
Exactly. Completely your choice.
Oh. It really depends on where you fall in the turn order. Because turn order makes a big, deal on your decision making.
Has a good impact on the game.
Yeah, because it's the closer you are to the end of the round, the more likely it is that you're going to want to claim, because there's less likelihood of someone interfering with your claim, because you get the money from the tribute at the end of the round during the tribute phase. And that's why the person in last decides turn order instead of just automatically going first, because sometimes you totally want to go last.
That's cool. And you guys were just recently at PAX East, correct?
Yes.
How'd that go? And how was a Dragoon received?
It was crazy. I mean, we had no idea what to expect. We knew it was going to be big, but our table was full the entire time. We had a line. At one point, we had to text people because they would have been trying to come and play the game for about an hour, or maybe more than that.
Nice.
So it was great.
Well, that's exciting.
It was great. It was great. But it was awesome to just talk to people and have our backers there and showing us their appreciation for the game.
Definitely. So is this your guys' first venture into making games or being on Kickstarter?
Yes to both.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely a first. For me personally, for I think all three of you guys, right, John?
Yeah, we've never made a game before. I've known Zach and Jake. Jake made the game, and Zach helped refine the game. And I've known them since I was about one, and then I met Nick about 5 years back. And it's all of our first time making a game, coming together, doing it, zero to 60.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it's got to pump you up then to see the excitement. And as of today, you guys have 7 days left on the Kickstarter, but you guys are well over successfully funded and reaching those stretch goals and everything. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And that's got to pump you up a little bit, right? Be like, this is your first project, and be like, boom, people love it already. So That's exciting.
It is
so.
Pretty great. I'm pretty flying high at this point.
Oh yeah, that little natural high there. So that's exciting. So you guys have reached a bunch of your stretch goals. We know that this game is being produced. It's going to get made. When do you hope to have the game out to the public and to the backers?
So it's going
to
be this fall/winter. We told everyone December to give us enough leeway time to just get everything done, get all our stretch goals made and everything like that.
Definitely. Well, it'll be a good Christmas present for
exactly.
people then.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And something else about the game that I thought was really cool was your guys' the game board, how it's a fabric board.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that, why you guys decided to go that
route. So we originally were, you know, just looking at the game, trying to make a board, trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to do this. And we wanted the game to kind of be portable because most games, if you play larger games like Arkham Horror or Rise of Cthulhu or anything like that, those games...
Those are big boxes.
Oh, they're huge. And you can't, like, if you want to go visit a friend, you have to either... It's absurd. But
yeah.
This is great because you can just throw this in your backpack, keep it in your backpack, and go around and do whatever you got to do. And if you want to play, you can play, and you have a full-size game, which is a nice little treat that you can just fit in your bag.
Well, I like the compact size feel of it, so that's good. You could just be able to throw it out on the table pretty much wherever you go, even if it's, you know, at the restaurant or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and the game doubles as a protective weapon because it's going to be extremely heavy.
There you go, because all the metal pieces,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So if someone tries to take it, you just, you know, hit them with it.
Yeah.
Then they'll regret their choice.
Oh, no, they'll regret nothing ever again. They'll be gone. If you hit someone with it, they will cease to exist. It's going to be that heavy. I think, like, there hasn't been one person out there who's picked up our metal dragon and not been extremely surprised by how heavy it is. And you're going to have four of those, and then the caves, and, like, all the other stretch goal things. It's going to be heavy.
Cool. No, and like I said, I think that's cool because of the metal pieces. Like, you don't normally get that type of feel of the pieces in a game, so that's pretty exciting. I think that's pretty cool. So you guys have a week left, and so you're at the end of the wire, and you guys are totally jonesed up and excited. So are there any other plans or anything you guys have before the Kickstarter ends?
We have more stretch goals in mind that we want to definitely get done. We're having a bunch of great comments and requests from all our backers.
That's true. We're getting great suggestions.
Yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out like what we want to do. I mean, we obviously want to make all of our backers happy because they're the most important thing to us right now. So we're trying to take all their requests in and filter them out and see what the most doable and workable suggestions are.
No, that's good. Well, and that's the great thing about Kickstarter as well, is being able to create that community of gamers and people that really are interested and love the game that you guys are creating and be able to just tweak it that much more to make it that much more enjoyable for the people that are backing it, but also the general public in the future.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we came into this with, you know, ideas in mind, obviously, but we were wide open to changing it based on what our backers wanted to do. And that's the beauty of Kickstarter. Like, we had one idea, but our backers in the community wanted something else, and we were totally open to going in those directions.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, that shows that you guys are committed to creating a quality product, being, you know, you're creating this and you're listening and being able to do what you can to make it that much better. So I can appreciate that. So that's pretty cool. So good job for you guys.
Thank you.
So Nick, you were the artist. What made you decide to go in the art style that you chose for the game?
There are a number of reasons why. I think in the very, very, very beginning, they actually had a different art direction that they wanted to go, and they wanted to go more high fantasy, and I know that that wasn't going to be a good option. We needed something more unique and distinct, but also I wanted it to look more modern, like a game that came out in 2015.
Yeah, it has that that minimalist art style to it.
Yeah, it's funny though, a lot of people have also said that it looks retro, like old school maps, and I don't see that.
I could go for that too.
Yeah,
but,
like I didn't quite see it at first, but like it does totally have sort of a retro vibe, and like some of the muted colors of the colored board that our backers have seen a sneak peek of. Totally has a kind of pastel-y, old-schooler vibe. But yeah, I wanted to give it just like lots of really sharp angles and make it really sort of flat. Just give it a complete, like, do a complete 180 on what you would normally see from a dragon-based game, you know, where it is usually high fantasy and lots of over-rendering, and I just wanted it to be heavily stylized, and hopefully that would draw people to it, and I think it totally worked. I mean, I credit all our
success. I think it totally works,
to
too.
Myself,
yeah.
So.
No, that's great. I think you made the right choice. I think the style of it and everything is definitely eye-catching and appealing because, one, it just looks clean and awesome. But it's also, it has that different feel of it. You do see that typical of just really high detail craziness with the high fantasy stuff, which is great because those things are awesome too. But that was definitely something that drew my eye to your game as well, was the choice of the art style too. So I think it was a good choice. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, like the high fantasy stuff does look great, and it would have been fun to have drawn that, but I think more important for us was looking unique and cool at the same time. But also the components that we were able to use, the canvas board and the metal pieces, it all just like combined like perfectly for making a unique experience, look and feel.
That's awesome. Well, do you guys have any future plans for Dragoon at the moment that at least you could share, or any other future games that you guys are planning already?
Totally. I mean, I know Nick has dreamed of ripping Dragoon off and making his own game.
For making booty looting?
Yeah.
That's a secret.
like a pirate game? Or
maybe.
He's basically ripping off the idea with his little brother, and they're going to make a pirate game that's just bigger and involves pirates.
Well, that's what big brothers do, right?
Exactly. But for Dragoon, we definitely have two expansions in mind, which we've talked about in the comments and in person to people. One would be a rogue human, and the other one's a barbarian human. So it's a little bit of like the humans are uprising and fighting back.
Okay.
So different, potentially, we're right now it's the same win condition of you get to 50 gold, but there have been some suggestions on having different win conditions for the humans, which is definitely interesting. So we're
no, that's cool. I mean, and you could just totally take the mechanics of the game and put slap a whole genre on there too. I could see other things working as well. Yeah. Like, you know, like it could even be like a cyberpunk, steampunk, zombie apocalypse, anything like that. And, you know, instead of gathering gold, you're gathering resources or something like that. So, I think the sky is the limit.
Well, gathering resources, that's interesting because someone, and we've actually been talking about this internally for a while, someone suggested the ability to spend your gold to do certain things. So you're trying to get to 50 gold, but you can then use that gold to get little advantages throughout the game.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good twist to the game as well, definitely. So that's exciting. I'm excited that you guys are already planning for the future and expansions and also other games, as John said, maybe a ripoff of a younger brother and so forth. But that's exciting. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. And tell people where they could find out more about Dragoon or more about you guys.
So to get to our Kickstarter page for now, while the campaign's still up, you can go to playdragoon.com, and that'll send you right over to the Kickstarter. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, which is just our handles, playdragoon, and we're on Facebook as well.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time, and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.